Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, this woman will be at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. You probably know her from Saturday Night Live. Sasheer Zamata is here.
Hello.
Am I saying it all right?
Zamata.
Zamata.
Yeah, but you nailed the first name.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and you know, the great thing about your name is, even when, like, you were in school and they start calling you, you know, last name first name, it works both ways.
Oh.
You could be Zamata Sasheer.
That's true.
I mean, that would work. That would work perfectly fine.
It would. No one did my name like that in school. My the thing that kids would say, mostly my cousins, to make fun of me was sausage tomato.
Sausage tomato.
Yeah.
All right.
That appeals to an Italian like John.
I enjoyed sausage and tomato.
Yeah. I just want to be called that.
Now, obviously, you were living in New York when you were doing Saturday Night Live. You said you're living in L.A. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
From Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right? They have black people there?
They do. Yeah, just a few. It's my family and the Jacksons.
Okay.
Just us. Nobody else. They're dancing, we're watching and clapping.
And you know, I don't know if you've noticed the similarity between myself and Sasheer.
Oh, how so?
We have the same haircut, only in reverse.
That's incredible.
Yeah, my sides and the back are shaved off, and then you kept yours.
And
yours by choice, though.
Yes, mine is
Yeah, I
mine grows like this.
Oh. Wow.
I wish I could grow the sides, if only.
Now, okay, so there's that. Are you single?
I am dating.
You are dating?
I'm in a really happy relationship.
How long did it take you to find a really happy relationship?
Oh, man. a while. It's been going on for 4 years. Uh-huh. But yeah, we I don't know. I feel like we're both each other's first real adult relationship. I've been a lot of... you know, boys before that that couldn't commit or I didn't want to commit for whatever reason. So yeah, it's really nice to be in something that's like healthy.
Okay. All right. I mean, what was all in that dating time with the boys? Was it difficult?
Yeah.
How?
Well, just like, I mean, some of them used to, one guy used to break my stuff.
What?
I mean, not on purpose or maybe on purpose. I don't know. Well, we broke my bed, which sucked. From, you know, too much loving. And,
I've actually done that.
I was waiting for a twist, but it was what I thought.
No, it's that. And it sucked because, like, he didn't live in New York. He was out of town, but he would, like, come in.
Right.
And,
and then leave. That's a good way to put it.
And so he broke this bed and he wouldn't be there, but I'd still be like, oh, it's so cute. Like, it's like our thing that we did together. And then it started turning sour. And then it was like this monstrous, horrible thing that happened where it was like, now my back hurts. I'm waking up in a bad mood every day being like, he did this.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you worked in the happiest place on earth?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
You worked at Disneyland or World?
World. Disney World, yes.
All right. The much more modern Disneyland.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah, Disneyland's more old school.
And you were a character?
I was a character performer, yeah. I was friends with, that's how you say it. Friends with Eeyore, which was nice because it was nice and roomy, get some air in there.
Uh-huh.
I was friends with Pluto, which was really wonderful because kids love Pluto so much. They would like come up to me and be like, you remind me of my dog at home. And I'd be like, how? Like, I'm like 6 feet tall, standing on two legs. Like, what dog do you have at home that looks like this? That's yellow? It made no sense. Like, dumb kids.
So it's just those two?
Also Mrs. Incredible.
Okay. You're right in Steve's wheelhouse there.
Oh, I love The Incredibles.
Yeah, there's a weird fascination with her online, isn't there?
Oh, I don't know.
Thick with two C's.
Yes, correct.
With two C's.
She's milfy.
Yeah.
She's milfy.
Yeah, she's got curves and...
Wait, what are the two C's?
Big dumper. I don't know. That's how they spell it online.
Yeah. It picture it in your head.
It's what the kids are saying these days.
Oh, I see. Now I can visualize it. Now I get it.
Oh. Yes.
It's that tight suit and the big butt.
Yeah. It's, I tried, so like, I'm curvy and, or more curvy, I was more curvy. I've been exercising. Thank you very much for noticing.
I thought they gave you like an hourglass suit.
And for that particular costume, we did have to wear like 11 pairs of spandex and like a padding for the hips.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And one day I was like, I could probably just do it myself. I have enough. And it wasn't enough. Because of course they made it a cartoonish curve. So mine were just like a normal person's curve.
Is anything real these days?
No.
It's upsetting.
It's all magic. But there was one day where I was wearing the suit and like the way the helmet goes on, or like the head, it's like a hair helmet and then the face just kind of pops on with magnets.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, I'm just like standing in front of the kids and my face fell off. And I like grabbed it before it hit the floor and like tried to like turn around and like put it back on. And then Mr. Incredible like stood in front of me trying to block the kids from me. But I'm sure there was like at least a couple kids who saw me and was like, is there a sweaty black girl inside of Mrs. Incredible? What is this? And there was. The answer is yes, there is a sweaty black girl in all of us.
So she is a Maida.
Yes.
Is going to be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night. One show tonight at 8 o'clock and then two shows Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, rather, at 7:30 and 9:45. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Welcome to Philly. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you for having
me. It's really great to meet you, and now we can take pictures together and see if we can just have one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.